Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at buyer risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal. I'm being joined today by Lori Price of Citizens for Legitimate Government, where Lori does a terrific job of informing her list of everything going on out there of importance, just as I seek to do here with you. I'm very eager to have her address this first issue because it's got to do with Dominion having prevailed over Fox in court. This is a completely sham outcome. I regard this as more devastating than if Ukraine were to defeat Russia in the conflict there, meaning this is just horrific. Wilmington, Delaware. Fox and Dominion voting machine reached a settlement Tuesday as a voting machine company's defamation lawsuit, averting a trial in the case that exposed how the top-rated network chased viewers by promoting lies about the 2020 presidential election. Except there weren't any lies about it. I have documented this again and again. There's no question Dominion voting machines were designed to steal elections. That's what they do. The motto of Dominion is changing the way you vote, as in from Republican to Democrat. That's what it does. It has its own ballot printing machine there. If they need more ballots, they can print them up using the damn machine. They have a way of having a ballot sent for adjudication where no one knows, but where a party there is deciding how the vote is to be cast. And of course, they make it come out the way they want it to come out. They're ingeniously designed so you do get the right total numbers. Superficially, Dominion makes it look, and this is part of the design, as though everything's on the up and up, when everything is not on the up and up, when everything could not be worse, that we're totally fraudulent. Dominion said the settlement was for $787.5 million. We're getting up into the Alex Jones range, where he's socked for $1 billion for having an opinion. Similarly for Fox, I am floored. I had so much evidence, I thought this would be effortless. frankly, it reminds me of my own case where I had all the evidence in the law on my side, but the judge just trampled over my rights using a perverse procedure here in Wisconsin that allows a judge to make up the facts to decide what facts are reasonable or not, and basically excluded my evidence on the ground that he didn't find it reasonable, including there are parts of two forensic document excerpts on my side, which a judge just set aside. Truth matters. Lies have consequence, said Dominion lawyer Justin Nelson in a news conference outside the courthouse after the announcement. This is how they pile on. When I lost this sham lawsuit, the media just piled on. There were articles all over the place about how conspiracy theorists from Wisconsin lose his lawsuit to father of Sandy Hook victim. Yeah, bring on the harps, all the sad music, the violins. Dominion had asked for $1.6 billion, arguing Fox had damaged his reputation by having peddled phony conspiracy theories about its equipment switching votes from former President Donald Trump to Democrat Joe Biden, which is exactly what they are designed to do, which is exactly what they did. It is a fait accompli. Fox said the amount greatly overstated the value of the Colorado-based company. The resolution announced in Delaware Superior Court follows a recent summary judgment ruling by Judge Eric Davis, in which he allowed the case to go to trial while emphasizing was crystal clear that none of the allegations about Dominion aired on Fox by Trump allies were true. Lori, how can they make these statements? They're so blatantly inconsistent with facts that have been massively documented. My God, Mike Lindell has done a great job about it. There have been all these presentations. Ron Johnson held hearings in the Senate about it. We got Denise D'Souza, 2,000 mules. So just that's a few examples. Are these judges just so corrupt that they know no better? I mean, this is so outrageous. Your thoughts?
Hi, Jim. Thank you for having me on your show. Yes, it is beyond. It has eclipsed, jumped, leapfrogged, past outrageous. You know, I was thinking as you were reading all about Dominion there, the whole story that, you know, the one sort of group that I might have had some more respect for, I know there's some biased ones, but generally until recently was judges. Because I figured they all, in my mind, I figured they all had to do a lot of law school. Some of them are elected, some of them appointed, but, you know, I know there's some biased ones, but I had some respect for some judges. And now that's thrown out the window with the Trump situation, with these recent so blatantly political cases, such as exculpatory evidence being withheld, just totally blatant. The lies to get the FISA warrant signed 3 times by the Hillary campaign, ironically paid for millions, but they're after Trump for saying he, you know, going after him with the Stormy Daniels hush money payment when it was Hillary with the multi-millions directly out of her campaign. For the lies to the judge to sign on a FISA warrant. Now, that should be a jailable offense, okay? Anyway, it's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing. And this Dominion thing, it is so insane because they were showing back in 2000, another rigged election, by the way. We may not like Al Gore then. We dislike him even more now. We dislike him a lot more now. But of the two people in 2000, Gore would not have done Iraq, and he wasn't the lunatic he is now. But anyway, Gore won that election. That was a rigged game. That's where the whole name of the website is from, Citizens for Legitimate Government, from me, legitgov.org. Michael Reckenwald founded it. But anyway, then we have another stolen election because they got away with that one, and so many in between. The Trump election was stolen. But anyway, back to what you're saying on Dominion. It is impossible mathematically that Biden won this election. I don't care how it was done, but the fact is Biden did not win this election. When you looked at Butler, Pennsylvania, on Trump's last rally, he had 58,000 people. I know because somebody I know went there, and that's what the Secret Service agent told him the estimate was right there. Okay. The same day Biden had a rally with his 200 people in COVID circles, okay? And we know some of those probably were paid, because who wants to hear him? And on every rally that Trump gave prior to the election, on any social media forum you turn to, don't forget he was booted after the, quote, election, unquote. If you watched on Facebook, any rally, he had 31,000, 40,000 people listening. When Biden appeared anyway, you had hundreds of people listening. And that's math. That's all over. So when people said to me, well, Biden cared about COVID and that's why he didn't want to have large rallies. But then you could be listening in your home. And Biden had no listeners. He lost all the counties that were key. It's mathematically impossible. And I'm sure Dominion was part of this. They're rigging it seamlessly. They're connected to the internet. It doesn't matter what the votes say. They're rigging these elections. They rigged Carrie Lake. They're rigging tons of them. And they're getting away with it. They're getting away with all this because they've got all moderate Republicans or whatever. Everybody to the, I don't know, middle and center or whatever, are afraid to protest now because just like the 9/11 cudgel was used to stop protest of the Bush stolen election, they're using January 6th, another Fed-infested, quote, insurrection, unquote, so that nobody protests. But people should be up in arms about this election theft because this is why we're heading off the cliff, and it's like careening off the cliff. I'm sorry for the rant. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that's just what I wanted, Laura. You were nailing it. Absolutely 100%. There's no question about it. I mean, this is outrageous. Now I have a clip set up where they're talking about this. I want us to hear and then discuss. Mitchell, if you can play it. Mitchell, are we good to go? Mitchell, are you here or not? Laura, you're here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, listen, we seem to have temporarily lost Mitchell. Hopefully, he'll be right back and we'll be able to play the clip. Meanwhile, Twitter has ended the ban on misgendering and dead-naming transgenders. I thought it was ridiculous. There should have been bans. On Tuesday, the social media platform Twitter made major changes to its hateful conduct policy, determining users are now allowed to refer to so-called transgenders by their actual genders and their original gender-appropriate names. The Daily Caller reports that the original policy, first enacted in 2018, forbade users from engaging in targeted misgendering or dead naming of transgender individuals. The new guidelines have removed this sentence altogether from the slurs and tropes section. We prohibit targeting others with repeated slurs, tropes, or other content that intends to degrade or reinforce negative or harmful stereotypes about a protected category with the original rules. This includes targeted misgendering or dead naming of transgender individuals. The latter sentence is no longer found on the page. The move is yet another representation of Elon Musk's effort to shift Twitter back toward a pro-free speech policy as well as increased transparency on the site, both of which were key promises he made when he first set out to buy Twitter last year. Prior to the rule change, several high-profile conservatives were still facing penalties for referring to transgender individuals by their correct names and genders. The satirical site Babylon Bee was locked out of its own Twitter account on March of 2022 for mockingly referring to Richard Levine, an official in the Biden admin Department of Health and Human Services, a man who believes he's a woman, as her man of the year. Levine now tries to go by the name of Rachel. Later in the year, Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk was locked out of his account for noting correctly that Levine had been married and previously fathered children before his transition in 2014. When Fox News host Tucker Carlson posted screenshots of both Kirk's and Babylon Bee's posts, he was also censored. Other infamous examples of transgender figures who attempted to change their name include Pennsylvania State University swimmer Will Thomas, who now goes by the name Leah Thomas, and former athlete Bruce Jenner, who calls himself Caitlin. Here we have a video that wet finger we got banned from the election, how it was stolen. Will Musk keep it up now? Lori, I'm just floored by this development. I think you didn't hear me say, I regard this decision in Gordon as more serious than if Russia were to lose in Ukraine.
It is huge. But I have something to say about Twitter if you want to hear that. I think this, I have a theory on Twitter here that then was proven. Twitter has long been censoring long before, you know, because I've never seen one of your tweets. I follow you. I'm sure you've never seen one of mine. I'm 100% unequivocally was shadow banned years ago, despite the number of followers and everything. But the proof of that is if you were a shareholder in Twitter and you got a shareholder report, you would see that there was absolutely, it was a different type of shareholder report than other shareholder, than other companies, that they had seemingly had no interest in making money if you looked it over. Okay. Now, when they got rid of Trump, they knew thousands and thousands and thousands of users would quit the platform. And when they did that, it occurred to me, if they know they're going to lose money like this, some people at the top there are getting money elsewhere. Because to replenish the trout tank, as it were. And sure enough, it comes out recently. Now, I theorized this long before Musk even bought Twitter, okay? Now, sure enough, it comes out recently. The FBI was paying millions, or the government, U.S. government, and to censor during COVID, and it's not just conservatives, and it wasn't just the scientists. There were people that were against the ridiculous sanctions on Venezuela years ago. You don't have to like Venezuela, communism, whatever. But anyway, the censorship was broad on anybody critical, really, of the Uniparty. All right. And I got swept up in that. But that was going on long before Musk took over. So Twitter, and right now, Twitter, if you buy the blue check mark, which I did, I should have been made anyway for being a news. You know, I should have got the legacy, as it were. But I bought the blue check mark. Now, when I reply, it's seen, but I'm still shadow banned like so many other people that bought the blue check mark, because what I'm saying is the algorithms of censorship still live on Twitter. You can just tell and you can see it. The algorithms that censor still live there, but it is massive what Musk did, to your point. That's great what he did on that. You know, Musk is really heroic to do that. He's doing much better, and hopefully he'll fix those algorithms.
Well, we got Mitchell ready to play the clip. I want us to hear discussing this. Now, mind you, these are people who are basically thinking this is a right decision when it was grotesquely wrong. Mitchell, please.
And Dave Smith, correspondent for The Guardian. David, before I ask you about the latest, Dominion going bold with this lawsuit, and in part, you might say, thanks to some leaked exchanges by staff at Fox News.
That's right. So the bar is high for these trials, but Dominion Voting Systems really does think it has a smoking gun. In recent weeks, as this case unfolded, we saw emails and text messages, including Rupert Murdoch himself and also leading Fox News hosts. And several of them seem to suggest that while the hosts were saying one thing to their viewers on air, amplifying Donald Trump's lies about a stolen election, privately, they took an entirely different view. And they were acknowledging that these claims were false, that Dominion Voting Systems was doing nothing wrong, that actually this was Trump just pursuing a kind of fantasy. And so Dominion has to prove here actual malice, that Fox News was knowingly lying about the 2020 election. And it thinks it has a strong case. And its argument in the legal documents is Fox endorsed and spread one of the most damaging lies in American history, hence huge attention on this case.
When we woke up on this side of the Atlantic this morning, we were wondering whether there'd be a trial today, what with a one-day postponement and talk of perhaps some kind of settlement.
Yes, the trial was due to start yesterday and got postponed for a day without explanation. It was certainly reported that there was a last-minute effort to reach an out-of-court settlement, which would probably have been for significantly lower sum than 1.6 billion. And for a long time, many people have thought Fox would try to settle this without it going to trial, to just avoid the tremendous public embarrassment of Murdoch, of Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson having to take the witness stand. Others really urged Dominion to fight it out, to make this a moment of reckoning for Fox News after what its critics would say has been decades of pushing Donald Trump's line and Republicans' line. And clearly the last-minute effort failed, and so we actually are now here with the trial underway. This morning, it was mainly about finalizing the jury. Slightly mysteriously, one juror stood up and said, "I can't do it, I can't do it." And he was quite swiftly replaced. I believe the trial has now gone to lunch. And so about an hour or so from now, we should actually hear the opening arguments in this case. And again, Dominion will very forcefully say that these claims of that they were switching votes, that they were bribing governments, that they were somehow created in Venezuela by Hugo Chavez are all not only false, but knowingly false on Fox's part, because Fox was pursuing ratings and ultimately profits.
And how is Fox News covering all this?
not in great detail. I believe there's been brief mentions of it, but in fact, not only Fox News, but other right-wing outlets who are their rivals have been giving very little coverage to it, because it does really lift the lid on all their relationships with Donald Trump. That was certainly a feature of the Trump administration when he was in the White House. You saw a lot of overlap with staff, people going from the White House to Fox News and vice versa. You certainly saw a lot of commentators say, look, Fox News is just giving Donald Trump a free ride and a platform here. And the right-wing media seems to be trying to ignore this trial pretty much, whereas other sections of the media, as you can imagine, are all over it. And there was a long queue to get into court. The courtroom is absolutely packed. And clearly, if and when Rupert Murdoch appears, that will be a major event that everyone will want to give full attention to.
David Smith, many thanks for joining us from Washington there.
Thank you, Mitchell. I think that, Laurie, that may explain why they folded, because it would have been even more humiliating if indeed Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, and others behind the scene really thought it had been a legitimate election. And I do regard that as a weakness of Tucker. He seemed to be rather naive about conspiracies. I think he still thinks Sandy Hook was legit, that Lee Oswald shot JFK, that 19 Islamic terrorists attacked U.S. on 9/11, though perhaps on the latter he's coming around gradually. I like the guy so much. It hurts to see him be so naive about some issues of such major importance when the evidence is overwhelming and blatant.
It is. Tucker is, by the way, there were a couple of shows where, thank God, some light was slipping through the clouds. He made a couple of little digs about questions on 9/11, which I was almost fell over, which was good. So he must have done some reading. And I led with a story on my newsletter, although I got a lot of response on it. Although people said, you know, no planes hit the towers. I heard that from some people. But what the lead story was, a couple of the hijackers, and we can put that in air quotes if you want, whatever, were connected to the CIA. You know how they let all those people in to train on flying these planes, and the FBI agents who reported it were demoted, and the ones who skipped over it were promoted. That alone is right there, all you need to know. But anyway, that was a ray of hope with him, and hope the election thing, it does bother me. I stopped sort of watching Laura recently because of her every time she speaks about election losses, and when they have guests on during the day that talk about we have to put up better candidates. No, we have to get rid of the uniparty that's complicit in these stolen elections, because the only way Lindsey Graham is still in there is through election theft as well. It's working both sides, all right? So it's they're forgiving election theft, and this Dominion thing is outrageous. It's just absolutely outrageous. It's like you say, Alex Jones territory for hurt feelings. And they don't allow the evidence, like you're saying. You don't allow, they're not allowing the actual evidence in or they're dismissing the evidence because these events were all fraudulent or manipulated, as you know, as you've written the book on, literally. So Dominion is unbelievable. But now they got to worry about Symantec, or what is it, Smartech? Symantec, the other company that is after them, in another lawsuit. There's another lawsuit on the horizon for $2.5 billion. Another vote, quote, voting machine company. So.
Oh, Lord, it's just disgusting because, I mean, we've known from the beginning how easy it is to hack these voting machines. I mean, there's nothing to it. Yet a Princeton professor could hack them in 5 minutes. 5 minutes! And they're connected
to the internet.
They've
had children hack them.
Yeah.
They've literally had children hack them. And that was 20 years ago. Remember the 11-year-old that hacked and changed the totals? The only way these elections can happen, and Trump wants this, and there are some Democrats that want it, is a paper ballot, day of election, or mail-in with signature verification for military and people that are unable to vote because of medical, you know, reasons. And if you remember when Bernie Sanders, I think in one of the primaries, actually won, I think it was Michigan or something, and everybody was stunned, there was no press there. That's because that one wasn't rigged. The Democrats have been rigging long, you know, they're experts on it. They were rigging against Bernie, okay? And that primary, I think it was Michigan, all the press had left. I don't know if you remember, but it was a shocker when he won over Hillary. He won all of them. It's what happened is that they rigged all of the ones that could be rigged. And then, you know, and then that one they didn't bother with.
Hold that thought, Lori. We'll be right back after this break with Lori Price from Citizens for a Legitimate Government. We only wish we had one.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Amazon banned my book so you wouldn't learn what really happened at Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control. Then they sued to shut me up, and the Wisconsin courts played along. I have the proof and the law on my side. What I don't have is the money. They want to do to us what they've already done to Canada. Take guns, impose tyranny. It's on the way with Remington's help. First insurance, then registration, then confiscation. I'm asking SCOTUS to stop it. GiveSendGo.com, funding Fetzer. Check it out. This is for all the marbles.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of a library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Talking about how Fox put itself in a box because you had the host behind the scene disagree. Are they that stupid, Lori? What the hell is going on?
Well, what's interesting is the Tucker, which I don't think people have mentioned, the Tucker text where he says, "I really dislike Trump," or "I hate him immensely," or some crazy thing like that. I don't know the exact quote. But apparently Tucker... I read somewhere else that Tucker sent texts with different wild-eyed stuff in it so that if it got out, he would know who's leaking, which makes sense because Tucker's really smart. And that doesn't sound like if he really did dislike Trump, being, you know, truly Christian person, I don't think he'd be saying, "I hate this person and that person," especially through text. I can't imagine him really saying it. On the air, he's gotten into narrations where he said, "I don't hate anybody," but, and then said, "I, you know, dislike them for this reason." It doesn't sound like Tucker, in other words. So if that text is legitimate, the one where he says, "I hate Trump," or whatever, I'm thinking he did that as a test to see who was leaking it. And now those texts got out there because of a lawsuit. I don't think he anticipated that, but I don't believe he hates Trump. Trump sat down with his first interview after his arrest. Another insane. If I was living in New York City and a victim of crime, which is like there's new victims every hour, I would be livid beyond words that they're arresting somebody over a bookkeeping situation, which was totally legal. You could pay somebody to not talk about something, you know. It's absurd. And you're the victim of crime and you got these lunatics with no bail policies. Your day-to-day life in New York, I mean, I live like an hour and a half from New York City, okay? And I used to go there and bop around all the time. I went with Michael so many times there, countless times. Now I would never go unless I had to go, and then I would go to my location and leave. That's so sad. You know, my whole life I've, you know, bopped around in New York City, can't do it anymore, any of the cities. But I don't believe Tucker said that about Trump in those texts. Hannity and Laura probably I don't know what they really believed. I have no idea. They probably think there was some hoax, you know, shenanigans going on, but the lawsuit is ridiculous. I don't know how they were able to get it. You know, I don't know how they were able to get a judgment like that. It's insane. I don't know how they were able to do it. When you consider the lies, how about the Russia hoax from MSNBC? And Rachel Maddow, can't stand her probably more than anybody, sits there and goes, if you get the vaccine, the virus, it stops. It can't go to another person. So get the vaccine. I mean, she made this passionate, and she's supposed to be a doctor, intellectual argument. It was false, of course. And why you should get the vaccine, that influenced probably a lot of people. Now, why is there no charges on lying? Why is there no, you know, charge? You can't sue on any of these injuries. You can't, just the hypocrisy. They sue Fox, but she was allowed to spew that. Never apologized for that lie. Never.
Sorry, I mean, I couldn't agree more. My wife is addicted to Fox. There was a time way back when I used to think Rachel was pretty good, but I mean, that's right. Long since. Right. I mean, once Trump came on the scene, I, believe me, was convinced he was a breath of fresh air, and I've been an avid supporter in spite of his flaws. That's
right.
That's why I think this idea that, you know, Bobby Jr. Going to run in the Democrat Party. I've been floating the idea, and I, up until now, feel very confident he's going to run with Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, it's just wonderful. It's a kind of a unity ticket. But Tulsi, I think, has to come around with a greater understanding by the Second Amendment, how the right to keep and bear arms is indispensable to the integrity of our government and our nation, and how millions of Americans use guns to defend themselves every single year, saving an estimated 200,000 lives. When you compare that with the roughly 70,000 that die from gun violence, over half of which are suicides, Laura, you can see you're saving six times as many lives by allowing people to carry weapons as you would if you took them away. But of course, the whole idea is to disarm the American people, to subject us to a democide, the destruction of our whole society by our own government, which happened 19 times in the 20th century, and we certainly do not want America to become number 20. But the fact is, with Bobby Jr. on the scene, I think since Trump, as I see it, his greatest weakness is warp speed and the vax, he might run with Bobby as a real unity ticket. What is your thought about such a prospect?
You mean if Trump runs with him as a running mate, is what you're saying,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
Well, yeah. I mean, that would be great. But Trump would be in the White House right now, right this second. If with his billions, he hired, first of all, early on, he should have brought on some brilliant people and an editor to edit his tweets before they're sent. All he needed, half of his damage was done by I don't care about the content, but people picking up on, you know, questioning him because of the way the tweets. He should have hired an editor, okay? He should have brought on great personnel on his team. Obviously, Fauci, I don't know how he conned Trump, but if he'd be in the White House right now, if he only hired intelligent people all around and picked a vice president that was more, quote, radical, unquote, than him. So he should be looking at him or Josh Hawley or Matt Gaetz. I mean, the media, they're, you know, it's all moot because they're not going to let him win no matter what they do. They're not going to let him win. The only way they would, quote, let him win is if we the people stand up to all this, for lack of a better word, crap that's been happening, okay? And we need actual ways to turn this around, and it's not happening with it's just not happening. Because mob.
Yeah, but bear in mind, stress over this lawsuit is because This is just going to be a reason for continuing to use the goddamn voting machines are going to be used to steal more elections. I mean, 2020 was right. Trump in the bag. He won it overwhelmingly right. If we'd had a legitimate yeah. count. In 2022, right. the Republicans won overwhelmingly. There was right. a red wave, but they put it back by stealing the election. So unless we can do something about that, I've been said on the air of late, that if they ran Jesus Christ as candidate, they'd still lose because of Dominion voting machines.
That's great. No, it's true. And the thing is, it's not people do focus, which of course they should, on the 2020 theft. But Carrie Lake and Gretchen Whitmer, who's despised, I mean, there are other elections. Look at Alaska. You have that beautiful Harvard-educated, her husband didn't her husband, I think the right person, Kelly Toshiba, whatever, her husband lost his eyesight, and I think that's him. He's a veteran. This brilliant Harvard-educated sort of MAGA woman versus Lisa Murkowski. And you're telling me that Lisa Murkowski won. Okay, tell me another one. And I don't believe the recall. There's so many rigged elections that people don't focus on. The yeah. recall with Larry Elder, okay? Now, of course, he surrendered right away, and I lost respect for him. But in the yeah. recall, the early polling on that, he was winning, okay? So then suddenly he didn't win. See, there were millions of people who were told to shut their small business during the COVID fascist lockdowns, and those people were furious. And I don't believe Gretchen Whitmer, who wouldn't let people buy seeds and who murdered people in nursing homes by putting – she didn't get as much publicity as Cuomo, the other, not, literally a Nazi, killed senior citizens and other people in care homes, whatever, because they insisted on putting COVID-positive patients in there. And when that was announced in March of 2020, I'm not even a doctor, and I go, wait a minute, this doesn't sound right. This thing is highly infectious. I'm not a doctor, but this sounds weird. So even I, who have no medical degree whatsoever, and they have whole – you know, consultation teams with doctors on them to make up health policy. They did this on purpose. She lost in that. And the only reason why Ron DeSantis, who I liked, I don't know why the Bushes like him. It makes me scared. But the reason why he won by 20 points is because he fixed it. He was smart, unlike Trump, and fixed it so that there would be legitimate elections in Florida. Okay. So now, that's why he won by the he won in the deepest blue areas, which shows everybody is fed up. Okay, who wants to pay $7 for eggs, $8 for eggs? Who can afford this? Okay, so we know Biden is losing by miles and miles, but the media, the elite, the corporations, it's the same people that projected Bush in the Iraq War and made up stuff about Al Gore, saying he exaggerated all this crap that was minor compared to Bush's lies, right? They made sure Bush won, and it was fine that Bush won. And the same people are making sure now that Trump is nowhere near, can nowhere near win. It's the same group of, quote, people, unquote. It's all the COVID vaccine people. They're all the same people. The Ukraine pushers, 400 million is missing. The generals have wasted, or the elites in the Ukraine have wasted. It's a dictatorship. There's no opposition parties, and we're funding this for democracy. Do you know how insane this? It makes me, as you could tell, makes me insane. Because it is insane. It makes me insane.
All right, Lori, I get it. But you're right across the board. The trouble is, with this victory, and if they continue to go after the media, you know, for truthfully reporting that the election is stolen, yeah. It just reinforces the use of the machines that are depriving right. us of democracy. I mean,
right.
how
right.
do we break out of it? I see right. no obvious way to get the hell out. I thought this was going to be a great opportunity for Fox to present right. the massive evidence. Why did they ask Mike Lindell? Why did they ask Ron Johnson? Why did they ask Denise D'Souza to be witnesses, for crying out loud?
Because here's the thing. Murdoch is a total traitor to, you know, the New World Order. Now, Roger Ailes, who was taken down because he was disgusting personally, you know, with his affairs and all that. He was, you know, a person can be disgusting personally, but be brilliant and have the right views. Okay. So Roger yeah. Ailes would never have allowed any of this junk to happen. But Murdoch, and he was married to somebody, Wendy Murdoch, for a while, who was what, an Obamaite or whatever, in with the Saudis. I'm just saying, Roger Ailes, who died, you know, he was a flawed individual. Okay, we get it. But the thing is, yes, these people, and that's going back to Trump. If he picks a running mate that has some guts, but, you know, you're right. It doesn't force, and ironically, you have liberals. There's people I was friends with years ago when I was a quote leftist, unquote. Okay. They friends with that are still stayed, whatever. I don't believe they're leftists right now, whatever. Whatever they want to call themselves, they're illiberal totalitarianism, communists, whatever. They're not leftists. AOC never fights to stop funding for Ukraine, right? So she's with sanctions on Venezuela and all that stuff. I'm just saying, you know, these frauds, the squad is just a squad of frauds, but they're not really leftists. But these leftists of old now have morphed into not just pro-Ukraine and anti-Putin, and all the, and don't believe the WEF, the conspiracy, all this stuff. But they're now actually in a position of rooting with not just Liz Cheney months ago, which is insane when you think about it, but they're rooting with Dominion voting machines, which back, and I'm a witness because I was part of it, fighting for the stolen election in 2000. And I should write about this, you know, the same people, you know, they're now happy with the electronic rigging. And it is rigging. And there were people, not just Dominion, that testified that they had votes that they were mailing that had no crease in them. So how do you put something in an envelope with no crease? There were signatures that were identical. There were thousands of votes of people that were born in like 1918, which would be really, I mean, how many votes of those would there be in 2020? Like one or two? Like thousands of votes. All the same, and they all came in at exactly 3:54 a.m. from the nursing homes, right? Thousands of, I mean, and people accept this. How about John Fetterman, who also lost in a landslide? There are so many situations, these politicians that are hated all around, like Lindsey Graham. Do you know anybody that likes Lindsey Graham besides the defense industry? No one likes Lindsey Graham. He did well with Kavanaugh. He's a brilliant guy. Nobody wants him in power, though, because he's a weasel. He jumped up and down about investigating Trump, and then he did nothing, of course. Okay, so all he wants is more wars. Nobody likes him. People like Tulsi Gabbard, but that's what I mean. They destroy anybody who's good, and the Uniparty is just destroys anybody that's decent. And if we don't stop in these recalls, I believe Gascon was recalled in California. I mean, you have people murdered in upscale areas. You think in the privacy of their home, they didn't vote for the conservative on social order? Of course they did. Of course they did. They could be as progressive in the world, but when you're getting murdered in your garage and coming home, it's just, if we don't stop this electronic voting, we're done. We're done. We're done anyway. We're done because of the WEF. We're done with these vaccines. They're working on new pandemics. So they're working on the vaccines first and then releasing the pandemics. I mean, this is the good news. There is a bright spot. People have awakened. I think there is a bright spot. Hello?
Lori, tell me about the bright spot because I'm having a lot of trouble seeing it.
That's okay. Sure. Oh, the bright spot? Well,
yeah.
I just want to mention, you know, there is one thing. So Michael Reckenwald, you know how he wrote the book, The Great Reset and the Struggle for Liberty, which is really great because he's a scholar like you, you know, so he's not just, you know, political commentary. He's very thorough. But he was interviewed on the Tucker. He flew out to do a segment, Tucker Carlson's Originals. So the season premiere.
Right.
Of Tucker Carlson Originals called Let Them Eat Bugs, and it's been widely promoted all over.
Yeah.
And thank God Musk is in charge because he didn't censor it. But anyway, he was interviewed on there, interviewing the guy who's making bugs in our food. He's a nice guy, but anyway, it is coming out. And people, a lot of us don't want to eat insects, but I'm just saying people are awakened. And I used to be called a conspiracy theorist, and even Michael and I, you remember this, had arguments about the vaccines in the mid-2000s when Bush was pushing them for the avian flu, and I'm like, no. And, you know, Michael's come around in a lot of ways. He's read a lot. But in that book, he covers the question of conspiracy. He's really good. People should get that book, The Great Reset and the Struggle for Liberty. But anyway, he was interviewed. So that's a good sign that somebody, you know, really questioning. He lists names. He lists all the, you know, where the WEF, the lineage and these cabals. He lists all the names. He brings the receipts in the book. So anyway, but it's good that Tucker included him in this show, which is, if you do Tucker Carlson Originals, you can get a month or two for free if you sign up, you know, so you can at least watch it, watch a bunch of things for a month or something for free. But maybe that's why they're pushing Tucker. They're letting him run loose because they got to pay for the Dominion lawsuit. I don't know. But there is, that is a bright spot, that it's Elon Musk in himself is a bright spot, because he's opened things up a little bit. At least people are learning about the vaccines and stuff. I mean, they do trend. He let, when vaccine trends, when died suddenly trends, he doesn't suppress, he does not suppress the trend. Like, years, you know what it was like 2 and 3 years ago. I mean, my God, you'd be banned the minute you could, you could present CDC data and you were banned 2 years ago on Twitter. But he's opening things up. That is a bright spot. And that's going to, when people find out, and sadly, I don't know, the mainstream media is not covering so many sudden deaths. You notice something I did, I noticed this at the end of last year. You know, they usually have the obituary list of the, you know, those we lost as the celebrities. They didn't do that this year, if you notice, because they were too numerous to mention. That's my theory. They did not do that. You know how they usually say those we lost and have a list? But this list would have been miles long. And then people would say, wow, how come so many people died? And then we, you know, then the problem. So, but there is a bright spot of people becoming aware.
Yeah, that's all good stuff, Lori. But becoming aware and be able to change a situation are, of course, two completely different things. I've
we
got
can't,
some.
Because the,
yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm so, no, I'm sorry. I just want to say the Justice Department. You're right. What, just on what you said. If you have, we literally now have mobs of marauding teenagers that can beat up people. And I know some of that's racial in Chicago. I know it was, but beating up. Okay. You have mobs of marauding teachers going into organizing on social media. Now, I thought we didn't want election interference on social media. We don't want Russians, but we can organize a mob to go beat people up. That's allowed on social, on Facebook. Of course it is. And they want the destruction of the U.S. from within, the WEF, right? So they have the Soros DAs, no bail, no charges. You can do what you want. So we have marauding teenagers beating people up, looting and robbing, and there's no charges, all right? But if you go and protest Dominion, did you see how they clamped down? You protest something legitimate, and it wasn't just pension reform. They lied in the media about France. It's all about every the WEF, and they were at BlackRock headquarters. So that's not pension reform if they're at BlackRock headquarters. So they lied on that too. But anyway, the if you
no,
protest in this country, yeah,
keep going.
No, if you protest in this country against the powers that be, like what you're saying, Dominion, the WEF, and all these things, they'll come down like a ton of bricks. They're making everybody go broke at the Capitol that was in that protest on January 6th, which are so many feds involved. You know, I was going to go to that protest. Michael and I were going to go, all right? But just at the last minute, we didn't go. But if I went there, you can be sure I would have gone down to the Capitol, and if officers opened the door or if other protesters did, I would have said, hey, this is cool. I'm going, and I'm not, I wouldn't have thought I was doing anything wrong. I would have definitely gone in and walked around. I would not have destroyed anything. And none of the actual mega people did destroy anything. Okay. It was the feds that destroyed stuff and blamed the mega people. But anyway, I would have done that, and I'd be burned for life. I'd owe thousands of legal fees. You know, the FBI raids, they got everybody's picture. They surreptitiously got the banks to show Bank of America who used their debit cards there in D.C., you know, the whole thing, which is insane. So anyway, if you protest the powers that be, you're in deep trouble. They'll destroy you. But yet you can go into a gas station in Compton, California, and take everything like a team of locusts and leave. And then people say, oh, they have nothing to do at night. That's why in Chicago, they say, oh, the youth had nothing to do at night. They have, that's why you're jumping on cars and beating up people, because you have nothing to do at night. I don't know. But this society, if people, I don't know how we're going to do it. It's going to have to be a massive wave then to overtake the, you know, because this DOJ is Nazi. This Merrick Garland, the disaster. But if we can get around that, then we can do something.
Laura, you've made so many wonderful telling points. Listen, I've just been becoming aware that DeSantis may not be all that he's cracked up to be, that he's going along with the global warming hoax. For example, here's some headlines, and I just want to share them and get your thoughts about it. Governor Ron DeSantis doing treasonous Joe Biden bidding secured $10 million taxpayer dollars to disperse illegals into cities across America. DeSantis again falls in line with the globalist agenda concerning the climate change hoax. It's a hoax to deceive, to play a trick on about all of us. Need we say more? Ron DeSantis, endorsed by the Bushes and by George Santos. I no more like calling this out any more than the next guy, writes the author, yet it has to be done. I'm sick and tired of these politicians playing up to the people in a vain manner while doing the opposite of what they swore they would do, in upholding laws rather than continuously carrying them down. I'm also tired. We got a break, Larry. I'll continue here. I want your thoughts about DeSantis. Is he real or is he fake? We'll be right back with Lori Price, Citizens for Legitimate Government. Stand by.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out "And Nobody Died in Boston Either." Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
If you think for 1 second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice.
anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Lori, I was raising question about DeSantis, that he seems to be into the global warming hoax. As far as transporting migrants to other states, I thought that was a very brilliant defensive move. He seems to me very impressive on so many counts. But is he trustworthy? Is he sincere? Is he for America first, or is he another Zionist stooge?
Well, on that issue, I think and thought DeSantis was great. There are two really interesting things that made me think about how great he truly was, which was one, and this doesn't mean anything negative on Trump, of course, what I'm saying. Number one, picking, what's that guy's name, Lapido, for his health surgeon general of the state, who is about as hates COVID vaccines as much as any, who currently has a inquiry going as to why so many Floridians died after taking the vaccine. Now, he didn't have to pick this guy Lapido. He could have picked somebody else. This guy totally is against the lockdowns and against the COVID vaccines and sees all the problems with them. So that's a bright spot. And also, he made it so that if you're in Florida and you want to have somebody in your hospital room, you're allowed by law to have somebody in there. Now, you may think, well, that doesn't matter, but it does, because when Michael was really sick with COVID and they're trying to give him remdesivir and I sat in that room, of course, they kicked me out when I finally, after so many hours later, had to use the restroom. But I was kicked out, which is insane. That's Pennsylvania. But the thing is, in Florida, I would not have been kicked out of that room. Okay. And that's life or death. So I love that, even though that got no attention, that particular law he signed. However, somebody is saying that he signed something that they can mandatorily vaccinate you if you're in another facility. But this was signed. This was before this. And I don't know that he knew, you know, I don't know what that is. That's out there. That's before this COVID stuff, though, that other bill. But he seemed really good. I don't know why the Bushes and Soros support him. It's really, or said nice things. It really scares me. But Michael said something interesting. He said maybe he's the real deal, and that's why they're taking him down from that angle. Maybe he's the real deal, the good one, in other words. I don't know. But I've seen him do nothing but good things generally. That other law that he signed, I'd like to know more about that. You know, that bill. But aside from that.
So basically, you're telling me you think DeSantis still looks viable so far as you can tell.
Well, I got to say, the guy should have waited his turn. I know timing is everything and it's once in a lifetime. I know Chris Christie before the bridge stuff should have ran, you know, they wanted a moderate then instead of Romney, whatever, but he passed. But then he's totally hated by everybody now at this point. But DeSantis really, his career, he really was last in the polls. Trump gave him that boost. And you do owe loyalty when your whole career is made by somebody you don't then run against them. I'm sorry. That's a lot of people's problems with DeSantis is what I just said. You wait your turn. Then if Trump, for whatever reason, didn't run, whatever reason, then you're there. Or you run in 2028. You're a young guy. That's what everybody says about DeSantis, who everybody says, I like what he's done in Florida. Everybody starts with that sentence. I like what he's done in Florida. I don't believe he'd end up being any more electable, in quotes, than Trump, because they're going to rig it anyway. They're going to pile on DeSantis once. If he was the candidate, they would do. They're not going to let either one of them in unless I don't know why the Bushes. I don't know. The Bushes, it could just be a personal thing. I believe Trump knows what really happened on 9/11. And I think as long as he holds out on that secret, he kept it quiet. I wish he let that out when he was in power. I wish he did. But anyway, the Bushes, it could just be a personal thing. They just hate Trump because he knows where the bodies are. You know, Soros didn't support him. He just says he's good at what he does. I mean, I don't know. But Trump deserves that nomination. So in my choices, as of now, it would be Trump because of what he's gone through. He's lost billions of dollars because of this whole thing of what they've done to him. Nobody else has lost money that was in office. They all made millions after they got out, like Obama. They all made millions. He lost. And he also donated his salary. So he's not in it for the money. So I don't know. But DeSantis, I mean, Trump early on possibly should have made him his VP before any talk of, but I don't know, DeSantis, don't you find it a bit disloyal if he runs, given that Trump gave him that boost to make him the governor? I find it a little bit disloyal.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, I think every point you've made here is really spot on.
But if for whatever reason Trump didn't run, he could have been in the wings. He should have come right out and said, look, while, you know, a lot of, you know, I'm not ruling out a future, you know, not ruling anything out in the future. But President Trump, has been very grateful for the beginnings of my campaign. And I will not run against President Trump. I will not campaign against President Trump. He should have said that right off the bat. And then if Trump, for whatever reason, like we say, we have no idea what the future brings, doesn't run. You know, I'm just wondering, all these politicians in Congress, I wonder how many of them got the vaccine, actually, because none of them, quote, died suddenly. I'm just wondering if, like, none of them got it. You know, AOC claims she did, but I don't know. I just wonder how many of them actually got it, by the way. Speaking of, you know, the future, I just wonder if they didn't a doctor say he treated secretly 200 members of Congress with ivermectin? Didn't somebody say that?
Yeah.
In an interview.
Yeah.
So they didn't. Yeah. They didn't have to get the vaccine. They didn't have to get the vaccine. And if Biden got all those boosters and vaccines, he'd be gone because his cancer would have reemerged, right? Didn't he have cancer in the 80s, brain cancer in like 88? Wouldn't he have been in serious trouble by now if he actually had all those boosters and vaccines?
You're talking Biden?
Yes.
Biden died in 2017. We got this fake guy. In fact, I've been doing a lot on this sort of thing of late.
Yeah, they're definitely, I got to say, without sounding like a conspiracy theorist, there are definitely two people, because there's one guy that is much smoother skin and all that. And then the other guy, I mean, there's definitely two. It's incontrovertible. They look different. You're right.
Lori, have you seen the videos of Fetterman coming back to the Capitol? It's a fake Fetterman. It's not the same guy.
How about, you know, she had a Chinese spy for 20 years. Okay. No media coverage on that, which is, you know, I mean, everybody can be fooled. I mean, we all can be fooled. Didn't Dianne Feinstein have a Chinese spy for literally a spy, not like the Fang thing, we don't know, and it could just be a relationship thing with that jerk Southwell. Southwell, that's a scholar in 19th century. You know what, Swalwell.
Yeah.
Anyway, Swalwell. Didn't he have an affair? Okay, that's an affair. People could say, well, I can understand that. But she had a driver of literally a Chinese spy for 20 years. Okay, that's fine. And now she's 89. She has shingles. Probably she did take the vaccine. That's what that's from. And she's sick. And she still wants to stay in power where I guess there's some memory issues with her. Not 89 years old. Which if you're 89 and you don't have memory issues, then that's fine. But, I mean, these people, and Fetterman is totally sick from the vaccine. They never mention that. It isn't depression. He had the vaccine. He's had strokes after the vaccine, right? I mean, you know that guy got the vaccine. So stupid. Anyway, sorry.
It's so blatant, Laurie, that they're just running these scams with the fake Biden. Did you see the mask thing when he scratched the back of his neck in Ireland and the mask wrinkled?
I've got to see that one. No, you've got to give me the link. I missed that one.
God.
How about in Ireland? The guy is totally, there's one video, and I never talk about people's, you know, medical things because I could be there sooner than I think. But he's standing, he's turning like in a 60-degree angle, and with somebody, and a man is to his left side, guiding him as to where to walk. I mean, I'm sorry, that means you should be not in the position. When you're being guided where to walk in a direction thing, I'm not like, say, hey, you go here, but just you can't figure it out where to turn. He shouldn't be in the office. That's insane. That was in Ireland, too, that one I saw. That's insane. Totally. He never won. He's totally evil. I mean, the guy, he can't stay away. I know he's been told probably by his wife, especially hundreds of times, to stop hovering on the children. He can't stop. He makes inappropriate comments, even recently, to children. He's a pedophile that can't help himself. He shouldn't be in the position. He never won the job. He never won the election. It's insane. And we have to do something. That should be our entire focus now, is this vote fraud stuff. Because like you're saying, it's just going to continue everywhere. In New Hampshire, the guy, General Bulldog, whatever, he was supported by Trump. I don't believe he lost either. Heating oil in New Hampshire by then and people were buying it then in New Hampshire in November. It's skyrocketed here, but you even had to buy more up there because it's colder in Connecticut. You even had to buy more up there. The heating oil was like $2,000 to fill your tank. Are you telling me that they didn't vote for him? They voted for the Democrat. I mean, these things are absurd on their face. It's just absurd. And if we don't do something about it, we are toast. We're absolutely toast, you know?
I think we
got to do it.
And
you're right about the guns, by the way. I didn't comment on. You're 100% right. This is ludicrous. I used to think years ago, okay, with the quote assault rifles, which, by the way, they interviewed the head of the ATF who didn't know what an assault rifle was. I mean, how do you look? I am no gun expert whatsoever. All right. I know you have the military background, but how do you rise to be if they make me the head of the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms tomorrow, or I'm running for it, I'm going to become the biggest gun expert on the planet just for my sake of humanity, that I'm being paid to do a job and I do a good job. I'm going to become an expert, right? So this person goes before Congress and doesn't know what an assault rifle is. Okay. I mean, how do you have that? Like the luggage guy that was in charge of the that guy that he got a suspended sentence. Oh, of course he did. The nut job who's stealing women's luggage and wearing the clothes. He's getting off on being the one to wear the clothes because obviously he could afford to buy the clothes, all right? That the guy that was the head of the nuclear waste management that stamped something, he stepped down. I can't think of his name. But anyway, that lunatic, he's filled his cabinet with lunatics based on wokeism. The worst one of all being the idiot for vice president, who is an imbecile. She can't communicate with anybody. She's a total lunatic. They know they can't run her because even Dominion can't help her. Okay. All right. So Kamala Harris, who says her own name wrong, but called people racist that mispronounced her name. She is herself mispronounced her own name. Okay. But she's called other people racist who mispronounce her name. Anyway, that nut job, he has a whole coterie of lunatics, including the transportation secretary, Pete Butt, okay, who did another interview recently, talked about racism of the roads, all right? Roads are racist, the way they were built hundreds of years ago, whatever. Have you been to an airport lately where I don't fly, you know, a lot, whatever. Michael flies all the time, and there hasn't been a flight he's taken that hasn't been delayed or the next day or moving a plane. He was on the plane when it was 80 degrees out. He said, I'm dying in here. The air conditioning's broken. For United Airlines, he got the email saying, we have a problem with the heat inside the cabin or something. And this is the head of the transportation, and not to mention the train derailments of the toxic waste that's spewing once a week on purpose. He's talking about racist roads. I mean, it makes my head explode. I don't even know. This is end times. When you add all the topics we've talked about, this is end time stuff. I don't even know how to work around it unless a group unites, rises together, and just fights these a-holes on all kinds of levels, or we're in trouble. We're in trouble because this is end time stuff. I mean, these toxic train derailments are happening everywhere. They're polluting. I thought they cared about the green environment. They're polluting the environment. They're hurting the citizens. They're going to get cancer. All those people in the dioxin limits were like thousands of times over. Biden never went there. He went to Ukraine instead of East Palestine, Ohio. He goes to Ukraine for the money laundering. I don't know what they have on him. Probably videos of sex with 8-year-olds.
No, it's a puppet. It's not the real Biden. It's just a puppet. It's a guy wearing a Biden mask.
Well, the guy wearing the Biden mask still can't stop his obsession with 8-year-olds. I'm just telling you. Whoever it is in there is still... And you notice how the media covered all that up before the election, by the way? Quote, election, unquote. There were so many videos of him, and they turned it into... This enraged me. They turned it into that he bear hugged women. So they made it like, oh, he's an older guy, he bear hugged women. No, it wasn't that he bear hugged women, which he shouldn't do, but okay. It was that he was molesting children at different events. He was pawing on their chest, these girls. There's so many videos of it. And notice how that all, of course, Twitter, because they were being paid by the U.S. government, wouldn't let any of those. I posted a picture of him leering at like this child, and I got really crushed. I couldn't post. You could not. My post went absolutely nowhere. I was totally shadow banned after that, which it took a while to get out of there. I also couldn't say anything about AOC. I knew that the government was involved in Twitter because when I commented in the thread about AOC, I could not post. Like, I was totally shadow banned for like 2 weeks until I stopped tweeting. She had an army of protectors on Twitter. It's incontrovertible. AOC and Biden had army, and I don't know about others, but I commented on her. I talked about how she blamed Trump for her losing weight. When I said, are you kidding? If you look at the picture of her at BU, she had the thighs of a Pittsburgh linebacker. Are you kidding? She lost weight because she wanted to lose weight. Stop blaming Trump. Okay. Yeah, she blamed Trump for her weight loss. I'm like, A, be grateful, and B, it's not Trump's fault. And I got which is a funny remark when you think about it, right? I got shut down on Twitter. You couldn't talk about Biden's pedophilia or AOC commenting on her appearance. You couldn't talk about the nose job she obviously got, the horse teeth. You couldn't. She was protected. And they're elevating her. She's going to be a WEF darling, although she's not maybe smart enough to know what the WEF is. But anyway, she was picked by Soros. She was handpicked because she's telegenic, whatever. Anyway, thank God Twitter was taken over. That may save us, actually. You know, when you said bright spot, that could save us. But I don't know. What do you think we should do? I think we got to all unite and just, I don't know, maybe massive boycotts to, like, I mean, real boycotts of every single, you know, leftist woke thing might help. I don't know.
Oh, Lori, it's just a desperate situation. I am very much baffled myself. We're going to open the lines, of course, and invite callers. Maybe they're going to have some suggestions for consideration. I'd like you to take a minute or two to talk about your efforts with Citizens for Legit Government and how individuals can get their your newsletter, which is really a wonderful compendium of the latest developments of domestic politics and foreign affairs.
Thank you, Jim, for saying that. Yes, I work hard. So I send a newsletter like twice a week. It's like Jim says, compendium. The compilation, it's just like a link, the date, and like three or four sentences summarizing the articles. There are articles out there that need to be read. There's still some gasps of fresh air in the media. And I do a compendium, as you're saying. I try to get sort of the news that's lesser covered. If there's a big event where somebody resigns or steps down, I mean, we know it. And so anyway, you go to legitgov.org, which is legitgov.org. And then it says subscribe, and you click on that, and it pops open a blank email to an address. I'll just say it. signup@legitgov.org, signup@legitgov.org. You can write there or go to the website and click on subscribe. It's free, of course, and you'll get the newsletter. Now, Yahoo, by the way, I just got to say this, has been deferring messages and blocking messages. And I wrote to the people that they were deferred and blocked to saying due to user complaints, and they said, I want your newsletter. I said, well, Yahoo is saying that you can't have it because of a complaint. They're not complaining. It's Yahoo, which covers quite a bit. Yahoo, AOL, you know, Prodigy.net, Verizon, all of them are under this umbrella of AT&T. I don't know who's the head there. But anyway, it's a scam. And my web hosters tried to write them to say to stop blocking these newsletters. It's disgusting. I've lost a couple of thousand subscribers with Yahoo's shenanigans. But anyway, some Yahoo people do get it. Hope springs eternal. So even if you have a Yahoo address, you can still sign up, or AOL or something. But Gmail's been opening the gates because I think they were worried about lawsuits. I told Yahoo last summer, if you don't stop the censorship, there's going to be a lawsuit because this is insane. But anyway, you go to legitgov.org, click on subscribe. You'll get it twice a week or so. And I think a lot of people are happy with it. They say that, you know, they rely on it and they send it to their list. So thanks so much for letting me speak about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're going to open the lines, 540-352-4452. 540-352-4452. Lori, why don't you just give a sketch of some of the content in your latest newsletter? I think that would be useful as an illustration of what you're doing. Just go through the first four or five stories, for example, and just give us a sample there. I really like what you do.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really happy with this last one. It's actually this last one, ironically. And I also edit books, so I get behind a little bit sometimes. I just do it just because I like to do that. But I sent out a newsletter on the 15th of April. And this one will be sort of memorable to me of all the years I've been doing this. So I'll read a couple of the headlines. The lead was declassified Guantanamo court filing suggests some 9/11 hijackers were CIA agents. Now, sometimes there's some bad grammar or problems with the headline. That one I tweaked a little just because of, you know, I fixed them. So that had a link to the original, which was on RT.com. But, you know, sometimes I fix the headline so it's more readable or whatever. And then the next one was Russia places Pacific Fleet on high alert. U.S. working on universal genetically engineered bioweapon set claims Russian paramilitary investigation. I'll get this one. U.S. intel agencies may change how they monitor social media chat rooms after missing leaked U.S. documents for weeks. Of course, that was done on purpose anyway. Here's an article.
To justify exactly what you're reporting, to justify tightening up, in other words, cracking right. down on us as American mm-hmm. citizens and our ability to exchange and expose what the hell is going on. So this is very, very bad development. Yes.
Continue. Listen to this one. No, you're right. Pfizer-funded CID, quote, behavior change, unquote, project that targeted vaccine critics with PSYOPs. Arrest of 21-year-old National Guard member for leaking classified docs leads to more questions than answers. International research suggests masks better at causing long COVID, in quotes, than stopping virus. That's fascinating. Devastating explosion leaves at least 18,000 cows dead and one person critically injured. Very little media coverage on that one. Japan killed 17 million chickens amid an outbreak of bird flu. It's running out of space to bury them. Trump spends...
All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back. We'll be right back after this break, taking your calls with Lori Price.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it?
that the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes. That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building. Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Lori, we got a legal expert who thinks this thing might come back to bite the liberals, the Dominion settlement. Let me find it here. This is telling, I think. Meanwhile, also report global elites goading America into violence against transsexuals.
Oh, God.
There's so much weird stuff going on out there, Lori. Go ahead.
No, there's one, and, you know, I got to say, it's accelerating geometrically the end times. And I used to, you know, when we were little, whatever, young, we would see people, we would mock, and I think Hollywood has brainwashed me for a lot of years and probably others, where we would laugh at people that say the end times is come, you know, and all this. It's here. I mean, are you kidding me? They're now into the food and vaccine. They want to vaccinate the food, which I don't know how they're going to do that, because there's some people, by the way, that just can't have a vaccine. Even if they're pro-vaccine, they can't medically have a vaccine, okay? So you're going to kill those people, of course, which is the goal anyway. The goal is to get rid of everybody but 500,000 people, which will be Bill Gates and his friends and the children that he can molest. But anyway, that's a theory. I'm not accusing Bill on the air. I'm just theorizing because he went to Epstein's island many times, whatever. That's what I've read. I'm not accusing anyway. Bill Gates has a new product called Appeal, APEEL. It's on, it's going to even be on, and this is why I say end times. It's going to be on the organic fruits and vegetables of which I rely. Okay. I'm except when I'm with Michael, I'm a vegetarian. My goal is to be a vegetarian, and so that's what I eat, and this is going to be a problem to me, and this is going to take out the last of the people that are against all their crap, the people that eat the organic vegetarian stuff. But somebody put on Twitter that this appeal is going to be on, it's going to supposedly preserve avocados and stuff like that, but it's made up of fatty acids that cause heart attacks and stuff. I'm not going to eat anything Bill Gates is behind putting on a product. So now what's left for me to eat? Okay. I'm just asking what's left, because now we're covering the organic fruits and vegetables, which was the last bastion of hope. So only the very wealthy are going to be able to have their own gardens. And then you got to worry about the seeds where they're from to avoid Bill Gates and his vaccinated vegetables and his vaccinated salads. I mean, and it's in, apparently the mRNA they're saying is in the cattle abroad. So even if you're buying, and they don't have to list an organic cattle, the vaccines, by the way, the USDA, you don't have to list vaccines. It's still organic. So people that eat organic steaks, even those people, I mean, the mRNA technology is being used in the chickens and the, I'm just wondering where we're going. My last bastion of hope was that I could eat the food I want and stay away from the vaccines. Now what's going to happen? I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. This is, we've got to revolt again. We've got to stand up to this stuff in mass as one group. We've got to just stop literally stop buying everything from these companies. Maybe that's the only signal we can send till they just back off, saying no appeal. We're not going to put it on the fruits and vegetables. We're not going to vaccinate the cattle. It's the only hope we have.
I found the article I mentioned here. Let me share part of it. Fox News agreed to pay Dominion $787.5 million, roughly a quarter of Fox reported gross earnings in 2022. Jeez. Leftist Democrat operatives and others in the liberal media celebrated the setback for Fox, suggesting it was a well-deserved penalty for asking sensitive questions and entertaining a narrative that ultimately collapsed under scrutiny. According to legal expert, however, liberal jubilation today at the conservative outlet's expense may soon come back to haunt them. Glass houses. CNN host Jake Tapper refused to apologize for advancing a false narrative for years when it ultimately crumbled, giggled when reading the script about Fox News' misfortune. Tapper said, I'm sorry, this is going to be difficult to say with a straight face. Those signing Tapper's paychecks may soon find it difficult to smile. Mike Davis, founder of Article 3 Project, former chief counsel for nomination as Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley, indicated the Dominion lawsuit has set a new standard whereby the New York Post could be justified in filing a $1 billion defamation lawsuit against news outlets that reported the claim it ran a Russian disinformation campaign. CNN, like Politico and other liberal outfits, infamously downplayed the Hunter Biden laptop story when the New York Post first broke it in October of 2020. The Blaze previously reported, and this article is in the Blaze, that after the Post published a story revealing some of Hunter's many apparent ethical failures, then CNN host Brian Stelter said, there's a lot about this story that does not add up, and I mean, for all we know, these emails were made up, or maybe some are real and some are fake. We don't know, but we do know this is a classic example of the right-wing media machine. We're not talking about fully reliable stories here, Stelter said, referring to the Post story, stressing it was a manufactured scandal. CNN Business elevated Stelter's apparent smears against the Post in an article entitled The Anatomy of the New York Post, Dubious Hunter Biden Story. In one of many other instances in which the outlet denigrated the Post and served to advance a false narrative about the Hunter Biden laptop story, Jake Tapper expressed disgust in an October segment, claiming the right wing is getting crazy with all sorts of allegations about Biden and his family. Too disgusting to even repeat here. The New York Post was not the only target of CNN's and possibly actionable smears. CNN also hounded the computer repairman who first blew the whistle on the Hunter Biden laptop scandal. John Paul McIsaac, the owner of the Delaware Computer Shop, filed a lawsuit against CNN last year in which he accused CNN of broadcasting a false and defamatory story that intimated McIsaac had committed an infamous crime, specifically treason, by working with a Russian to commit a crime against the United States of America by attempting to undermine American democracy and the 2020 presidential election. I think they've got a point there. I've seen the left lie far more blatantly than I've ever seen from the right. But I just can't believe, actually, that the right was smeared here because Fox truthfully, accurately reported the theft of the election, and yet they lost in court. But the fact is, it creates a new standard whereby these actual lies by the left may make them actionable for similar sums. Lori, your thoughts?
That's exactly right. But the problem is, and that's all true, there have been so many, I can't even tell you the number of lies against Trump that were told. And some of them, you know, definitely they could have gone down for, you know, what do you call it, libel and slander and all this. Definitely, because you can't just make stuff up. They made stuff out of whole cloth against Trump and other people, okay? But the problem is, for some reason, just like how Trump was, they got the indictment in New York, it depends, if you're in a deep blue city and if they judge shop, it seems there's nothing that can be done. It's just so biased. I mean, they may eventually, it may catch up with them. Eventually, somebody may file a suit and some judge may have integrity and say, you know what? This is libel and bias, and I'm letting the suit go forward. Like, because that young person won the Nicholas Sandman, the Covington Catholic High School, but he wasn't a public figure. He won a lot of money. They accused him, but there's been a lot of, I know one tiny lie, but MSNBC saying Trump in 2016 was making money on the parking for the rallies. I think I told you this. I attended a rally in Connecticut because of them implying there'd be a problem with parking and all that. I took 2 hours on a bus ride when I could have just driven 20 minutes on a car. Okay. Anyway, I got there. Not only was there no problem with the parking, but the Trump campaign subsidized the parking. So that was a total lie. Another lie, making him look bad. I mean, it's a tiny lie. Okay. But MSNBC, I mean, you can't sue. I mean, it's funny how the right wing never sues on these things. That's a total lie. Okay. And he did things right. He had big urns of cold water for the people waiting outside in the heat. I mean, Trump always does stuff right. You know that? The Trump and Trump campaign always does stuff right. All right. So they lied about him, made him look bad, made him look cheap. Another lie. They never talked about how he donated his salary. But anyway, it's funny how the left wing, they weren't held to account. How about lying about the vaccine? Why isn't some family of an injured person doesn't come forward and say, I saw Rachel Maddow push this vaccine. She made a cogent argument. My wife got the vaccine. She didn't want it. She said, you know what? I'm going to do it because I listened to this. He'll say it on her oath. Why isn't there a lawsuit on that? I mean, where's the lawsuit on that?
I like that, Rick. I like that, Lori. I think you're making some great points. Very telling. Very telling.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, why isn't there a lawsuit on that?
Yeah. I think there could be now. I think look, it should be that First Amendment protects all of this, as far as I can tell.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But they're playing up on the idea of malice and the fact that these hoes were saying behind the scene that they thought the election had been legit when they're broadcasting that they think it was stolen. I think that was a problem. It was inconsistent on the part of the staff. At Fox, I think they put themselves into a box.
I wish this settlement, it's so ridiculous. But like I say, it's Murdoch calling the shots. He sucks. That's the problem. That's the problem is Murdoch, you know, not fighting this through. I don't know what Hannity and Laura really think. They're smart people. They have to really wonder about these machines. They said there was a flood in Georgia. They kicked out the observers. And wasn't there one community in Philadelphia with like 70,000 people where there was one Republican? Do you believe there wasn't one? There's not one conservative person in a community of 17,000. I mean, these are all lies. I don't understand. And you should be able to say what you want. It's absurd what
Absolutely. They
did with you, with Alex Jones, et cetera.
Yeah. We do have two callers on the line. Let's start with Brian first. Brian, go ahead and speak, and then we'll turn to Johnny. Go ahead, Brian.
Okay. I wanted to point out that Rupert Murdoch, when he went to Cambridge University in Lincoln, had a bust of Lenin in his college dorm room, and his nickname was Red Rupert. And he was close friends with Rothschild when they did the ritualistic murder of David Mayer Rothschild, because he was a good guy. He wasn't on board with all the Rothschild stuff. Rothschild called Rupert Murdoch and said, can you keep this out of your news for a while? I don't want people to know. And of course, Murdoch did that. So they're part of a deep state. You know, Lenin said that the best way to control your opposition is be your opposition. And that's what the Alex Jones trial, he's part of deep state. That's what this trial is about, because when they can make it look like that there was something wrong, that maybe these Dominion voting machines are right, or Sandy Hook, there's something wrong with what Fetzer said because we got this verdict. Then the normies who listen to the TV or whatever, they go, well, gee, I guess I was wrong about Dominion vote. That's the whole purpose of it. So that's what you're looking at. They're all deep state, okay? And even Elon Musk, his father was kicked out of Canada because he was a eugenics freak, okay? He might be good for a while, but he's deep state. So that's what I want to say about all this stuff.
The Lenin quote was, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it, not to be it, but to lead it. I mean, you had the right idea. Johnny,
your thought. Absolutely. I agree with the caller 100%. But I want to point out, you know, how Trump is part of this cabal. And I can prove that easily by, they get 1,062 people ran for president, and who do they give you? Only two. I mean, that's controlled opposition. They don't even mention even 50 people that ran for president. This is a joke. And y'all need to go back and study your Constitution and your Bill of Rights and Declaration of Independence, because the White House used to be located in Pennsylvania. And now that they burned it down and they moved it over to land that does not belong to the United States, called District of Columbia, that's why it's called Washington, D.C., Washington District of Columbia. It's no longer the White House. And those people are operating from foreign soil, and they work for the Queen. Go look and see who owns the District of Columbia. And until we start addressing these rules, we're going to keep on getting shafted. If you play the game, you're going to get played. And hey, by the way, Trump did donate $500 million to Planned Parenthood before he left. He also didn't build a bridge that he got millions, billions of dollars for. Where'd that money go? And he never went after that woman. He never exposed 9/11. He never exposed Kennedy. And his daughter lived at 666 Park Avenue, New York, New York, 10067. How does he not know that? And if you want people to believe that you're a Christian, just have your buddy dressed up like a tranny and motorboating. It worked for Trump. Good day, sir, and great show.
Thanks, Johnny. Paul, your thoughts?
Well, yeah, not to pile on, but, you know, here's the thing that you can never, ever escape from, and that's Trump promoting the vaccine over and over and over, not just once or twice. In fact, the radio network that I am on a semi-regular basis, American National Radio Network, that's a clip that they play all the time as one of the intros to their F-250 report. They play clips of Biden and Trump promoting the vaccine. So that's the end of that. As far as, this case with Fox and Dominion and so forth, I was just going to say, you know, I heard you getting upset as usual, Jim. the outrage goes over the airwaves, and I was just going to say, just take it easy. It's about as real as your court case and Alex Jones' court case and many other fake and phony court cases. It's just a demoralization operation, okay? And no real substantial money is going to change hands, all right? It's just not real. I mean, it simply can't be. And by the way, when it can't be, it isn't. And, you know, these sorts of things, like I said, are just part of the ongoing psychological operation. It's the outrage culture. It's learned helplessness. And it's also demoralization. That's what it is.
Laura, you want to comment on any of Brian or Johnny or Paul's comments? Yours.
Sure. Yes, I am very, I should have mentioned that. You know, very disappointed in Trump's promoting and, you know, definitely pushing the vaccine. He even called them beautiful vaccines. So finally at a rally, he's very in tune to the audience, saw nobody ever responded. And then he was wondering why. Now his son, Don Jr., is very, very, wow, he's politically sharp. He's very anti-Fauci and all. He's made some comments you wouldn't believe. It's like would be us on this show right here. His son, and I was hoping his son, Don Jr., would influence him. I don't know why, but I read an in-depth article saying we were getting the vaccine anyway, and Trump just did such, such, such. And, you know, by the way, ironically, with the vaccine, because Trump did actually cap the insulin prices, it wasn't Biden. He repealed Trump's act, then put it back in and said it was his. Another lie out of so many. But the proof that he really wasn't pro big pharma of Trump, and this, I got to tell you, is they released that vaccine like 1 week after the election. Now, there are people, I know this is crazy, millions literally, that wanted the vaccine. They didn't know all the problems with it. They just wanted the vaccine, okay? And that's a fact, even if we don't agree with those people. So if Trump really was a servant, you know, in bed with them to the max, they would have announced that vaccine just before the election. They have the power to do it with Twitter, with the media. They were free to speak. Big Pharma was free to speak. But they waited for the election. Now, that's your proof they wanted Biden. And Biden has in bed with Big Pharma like you wouldn't believe with the money we've given on the vaccines. They're spending like $40 million to defend Moderna's patent or something like that. I'm not sure, fuzzy. I read the story and I'm fuzzy right now. But they're pushing with Moderna on their patent lawsuit. We're paying money, our tax dollars. So I'm just saying, if Big Pharma truly loved Trump, they would announce that vaccine a week before the election.
Well, here's what I would say. It's not so much about Big Pharma loving Trump or liking Biden or anything like that. Okay, it's a much, much bigger picture. These people are just individual actors and players. Okay, and Laurie, as far as you're talking about the mRNA and the vaccinated food, it's so much bigger than that. Okay, this stuff is already in everybody as a rule to begin with, and they continue their spraying campaign overhead. Constantly, they're putting new biology into us, synthetic biology, or what they call pseudo life, or what Clifford Carnicom has called cross domain species. They are creating new life in the laboratory. It's part of this AI. It's part of this transhumanism, and that's it's exclusively a Jewish agenda. In fact, when you look into the history of all this stuff, whether it's COVID or the AI or transhumanism, it's exclusively a Jewish agenda. It sure as heck is not Christian, I'll tell you that.
Well, it's satanic, but you know, as you know from me being on the show previously, I never list one religion as a big problem.
I know you never.
But I'm against Satanism, and to me, when you call something Luciferase, however they want to pronounce it, Luciferase, however they do. There's millions and millions of words in the dictionary, or they could have invented a word. And when you include the word Lucifer in your naming of a molecule or a drug or whatever, that means you are satanic. So I would call this Satanism, and all that. I mean, that's just what I will not say. Exclusively Jews.
Yeah, but does it matter? You don't have to go out. You don't have to constantly defend this. I'm just telling you the truth. And when you talk to other people who've done more work than I have, okay, into the Talmud, into the Kabbalah, that's what Judaism is. A lot of the Jews do not know this, okay? I'm sure of that, right? But it's satanic. They worship Satan.
Oh,
that's what Judaism is.
I know that.
Yes, and it's just like saying what communism is. All communism is Judaism made political. Okay? This is so documented and so well researched, it's beyond question. So to me, Satanism is just a code word for what's really going on and the people that are behind this. And we don't ever need to go down the not all path, because it goes without saying, it's always not all. But we need to identify what the problem is. Okay? Not all blacks are criminals, but let's face it, Jim knows the statistics on that as well. So there's no need to go back and forth like this. We in many ways have lots of things in common. I'm not diminishing any of the your points of view or your research that you've done, but you know, we have to be comfortable in identifying what historically has already been identified for us.
Well, in just so you're happy to know, or maybe not happy, I don't know. In Michael's book, when he talks about the lineage of the WEF, no, he mentions names, and he mentions names and fascism and communism years ago were in bed together, and the Bolsheviks, you know, all funded by the elites, you know, ironically, you know, funding these revolutions. So I'm just saying, he does go into this, And like you're saying about statistics of crime and all that, then just say the statistics, whatever, and it will speak for itself. And just say the names of who's behind these situations. And yes, they are overhead spraying. I agree. And AI, we never even mentioned that. By God, that is a disaster. Musk said Larry Page is fine with saying that mankind is bad for the universe or something to that effect, not good for the universe. So basically these people are saying, working on the AI, that if humans go, that's fine. Rather than believing humans should be superior, you know, it's ridiculous. If you believe that and you're working on a development of AI that believes humans could be a problem, then you're the problem. So get to those names exactly without mentioning their religion, and it will speak for itself. If they're Jewish, they're Jewish. If they're not, they're not.
I could send you a clip, and I will. I'll send it to Jim, and he can forward it to you. You can hear these two Jews, and that's who they are, by the way. You look at their faces and their names. They're both Jews. You can hear them talking about how nature is horrible. Okay? Nature is horrible. They actually say the word horrible. I'll send it to you, Jim. And by the way, it was over at Sophia's website. And if you're not familiar, and I'll send these links to Jim, and he can send them to you, about the series that Sophia Smallstorm has done on essentially pseudo-life, right, transhumanism. She's got two presentations she made herself, and then also she posts all sorts of other people. They say it in their own worlds. You should hear what Ray Kurzweil says and some of these other people. So who has this agenda? Do you have this agenda, Lori? How about you, Jim? Does any normal person have an agenda to want to basically destroy our genetics and destroy our biology and make us come together in some kind of weird marriage with technology?
I think he is Israeli. Harari, that guy, I'm sorry to say his name wrong. Yeah, he's famous.
Yuval,
the one Obama likes.
Yuval,
for.
Yuval
he's
Harari.
Israeli,
yes,
right?
He's Jewish.
He's in my book, yes. So he's got a terrible agenda. I agree.
Yeah. And he's also homosexual, by the way. And by the way, there's no getting away from the fact that a lot of these people are indeed homosexuals, and homosexuality is a mental illness.
Lori, thank you for being here. Paul, thank you for your call. Johnny, Brian, all of you, so glad to have you here.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hand of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence...